Will you join me in the spirit of prayer, in the spirit of meditation or reflection?
Spirit of love, we begin with ourselves, the primary home of our bodies, of our lives. We are grateful for this life, for the health that we do have, for our capacities to know with our minds, to love with our hearts, to move and to dance and to cook and to hold, for the ways our voices can speak truth and sing love songs. Spirit of love, guide us in our opening to all of what we know and don't know. Through each and every tunnel and corner of our longing, remind us that in order to know and to love our neighbor, we must know and love ourselves. Lift the layers of fear, preventing us from seeing the beauty and the wreckage of our own lives, preventing us from asking where it hurts and really listening for the answers. Encourage us to pause for the joys, the celebrations. Fill each newly discovered self-truth with the cool waters of forgiveness and possibility, reminding us that coming home to ourselves in this way reveals our interconnectedness, our part in the whole, our complete dependence. If there is a joy or a sorrow in your own life you'd like to share, please share it with us in the chat or the comments. And let us sing, "There is a love holding me." Spirit of connection, we turn to our neighbors, the ones we know and the ones we don't. We picture their faces or say their names, leaving space for their full and layered lives, for all of their celebrations and victories and all of what they have lost and mourned. And we hold hope for their futures. Guide us along the path where neighbors become friends, become community. Fill us with both the courage and humility to ask where it hurts, or to at least wonder. Nudge us to start with the simple things, knowing their names, leaving a note, rolling up their trash bin just because, always listening for their stories. If you have a joy or a sorrow, a prayer for a neighbor or loved one, I invite you to share that now in the chat or the comments. And let us sing, "There is a love holding you." Spirit of justice, we turn to all of what is greater than us, to this land where we live, to the literal earth generously holding up the foundations of our homes, to these mountains and this open sky, to the more than human life that has been here much longer than us. To the people, the families, the communities that lived on these very lands that were not discovered. May we have the courage to learn the history and the present of these traditional and ancestral homelands of the Arapaho, Cheyenne, and Ute nations and peoples. May we have the courage to learn to honor the past, the present, and the place of those that are truly, actually native to Colorado. As we face where it hurts in this place we call home. And we call out in prayer and celebration for all to hear that brown lives matter and black lives matter. And on this Juneteenth, we celebrate the long legacy of black revolutionaries, black joy, black trans genius. We celebrate generations of dreamers and the shape of justice in the courts. Spirit of truth, steady our breath and our pace for the road ahead. Grant us good company for the journey as we learn and unlearn our way back home. Soften our resistance to change. Open our palms to receive the new world rushing in through our windows where all are free, including us, all of us. And remind us each step of the way that there is this great, big, abundant love, holding all of it, all the time. And let us sing, there is a love holding us.
There is a love holding us. There is a love holding all.
We rest in this love.